India joined the SCO last year, and what is the attraction of SCO, do you think, to India in terms of economic opportunities, regional influence, and many other aspects?
Shanghai Cooperation Organization has 8 members that together constitute half of humankind. Then it has 4 observers and 6 dialogue partners. It has special invitees. Representatives of various international organizations also attend its meetings. So this is the largest regional organization now in the world. But more important, it has been really regular at all its meetings. It has created several mechanisms. In last 1 year, Chinese have held 120 meetings under Shanghai Cooperation Organization auspices. So it's also seen as one of the most successful organizations. Therefore, India is really fortunate to be part of Shanghai Cooperation Organization and wants to contribute as much as it can in this very successful and largest organization.
So as a member of SCO, what kind of role does India wants to play in this organization, and what kind of contribution do you think India has done during the past 1 year, and what can India do in the near future?
India definitely can play a very important role in Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Indeed, as Shanghai 5 turned into Shanghai Cooperation Organization in 2001 and set for itself the role of countering terrorism, for which they have a structure created in Uzbekistan called the Regional Anti-Terrorism Structure, and then the second goal was energy security. For both these goals, India perhaps from 2001 itself was an important candidate to become full member. India has had enormous experience as victim of terrorism, in countering terrorism, both in creating legislation, creating policies, and fighting terrorism on the ground. India has been a very important player in developing a regional suppression of terrorism convention in South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation way back in 1987, and since 1996, India has been pursuing for an international convention in countering terrorism at the United Nations. Likewise, when it comes to energy security, India is an energy deficit state, and several members, especially Russia and Central Asian states of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, are energy surplus countries. Indeed, Russia, China is a very interesting model of complementarity in contributing to each other's development when it comes to energy sharing. And India would like to also benefit from that. So on both these important issues of countering terrorism, energy security, India can bring its own experience into Shanghai Cooperation Organization. More recently, of course, fighting protectionism is another issue emerging, where China has now become global leader in ensuring free trade and globalization, which is of open, inclusive, and equitable kind. India has again repeatedly said India stands with China on this issue, and India would like to ensure that protectionism is not allowed to negatively influence developing countries. So on all these three issues, India wants to participate and can bring value addition to discussions of Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And we have noticed this happening during the last 1 year.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi just visited China earlier this year, and lots of Chinese people paid a great attention to his visit. Actually, India and China are the largest two economies or developing countries in this world. So in what kind of areas do you think China and India can, you know, work together and do things together better to let this region of Asia to have more influence?
If you notice, last week, President Xi Jinping, when he was addressing the National Security Council Secretary's meeting under Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Beijing, he did mention very graciously that entry of Pakistan and India into the Shanghai Cooperation Organization has enabled Shanghai Cooperation Organization's structures to achieve greater cooperation. So there is a clear endorsement that entry of India does make difference to Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And that understanding is welcome. because that will also help make India-China partnerships grow stronger and powerful. The meeting of President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Wuhan is setting a very new genre of diplomacy where leaders of powerful countries are trying to create personal chemistry and camaraderie to showcase that they are willing to really work together as partners. And I think that is a very good start for bilateral relations coming together in building partnerships to address regional and even global issues. And in that case, I think India and China being two largest societies, billion plus on each side, and also rapidly emerging economies, can set several new standards and then create new models of partnership and working together.
Another question is, you know, the SCO has achieved a lot of accomplishments during the past 17 years, but at the same time, it also is facing some challenges. In your opinion, what should be improved so far? For example, some scholars in China recently, they have a meeting together, and they think, some of them think, the effectiveness or efficiency of the economic and trade cooperation within this cooperation's framework still needs to be improved. What is your take on this, and what do you have any suggestions?
Shanghai Cooperation Organization has emerged as one of the largest regional organizations. It has now created dozens of mechanisms, and regular meetings happen for those mechanisms. Incidentally, this year, China has been holding the presidency, and China is one of the most capable among the group in organizing all these meetings. And now, therefore, it is important to ensure that consolidation is the focus, that mechanisms that has been created should be really effective and efficient. And some of the other member states, when they become the host of these meetings, they may not have as much logistical capabilities in ensuring that these things continue to work efficiently. So I think instead of now expanding its agenda or its membership, I think for next one decade it should focus on consolidating it so that once there is an intra-Shanghai Cooperation Organization partnership consolidated, in which case intra-Shanghai Cooperation Organization trade and economic engagement should be the focus, then maybe once it is consolidated and effective, it may in future expand both its membership and agenda.